With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Israeli army says that 10 Israelis and 2 foreigners held hostage in Gaza have been released, arriving in Egypt on the 5th day of a temporary ceasefire. The hostages will be flown to hospitals in Israel, where they will be reunited with their families. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley argues too much chaos followed Donald Trump for him to be successful in a second White House term. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The former South Carolina governor and U.N. ambassador drew the largest crowd of her primary campaign so far in her home state on Monday, where she said she believes now is the time for a new generation in U.S. leadership, which is her, while before Donald Trump was the right president at the right time.
The truth is, right there.
While Haley has been picking up endorsements out of the Republican field, Trump is the front runner. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index ticked up in November.
The index had been declining over the last 3 months before the November reading. It's a hopeful sign heading into the holiday shopping season. The index measures both Americans' assessment of the current economic conditions and the outlook for the next 6 months. Short-term expectations for income, business, and job market were higher, but it was still at levels that historically signal a recession within a year. The survey also showed expectations of a recession in the next 12 months dropped to the lowest level so far this year. But about two-thirds of those surveyed still expect a downturn before the end of next year. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow is up 86 points and the Nasdaq adding a dozen points. This is SRN News. Religious freedom issues are being raised in Ukraine.
Ever since the invasion by Russia, Ukrainian officials have been cracking down on churches it accuses of being sympathetic to the invaders. Now the United Nations is raising concerns, especially about a proposed law that would shut down all religious organizations with ties to countries in armed conflict with Ukraine. Russian Orthodox officials in Ukraine say they are loyal to the country, and some have publicly condemned the invasion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Hamas attack on Israel and other pro-Palestinian rallies that followed have rattled Jews living in Europe. In Germany, Jewish school students no longer wear their uniforms, and field trips have been canceled. In other countries, Jews are no longer calling taxis and hesitate to order deliveries to their homes. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise in Europe even before the October 7th attacks. This is SRN News. There's a new offer from the Sandy Hook shooting families to settle their case against Alex Jones.
Sandy Hook families have offered to settle Alex Jones's $1.5 billion legal debt for a minimum of $85 million. 20 children and 6 educators were killed in the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. The family say Jones's followers threatened and harassed them and even confronted the grieving families in person, accusing them of being crisis actors whose children never existed. During a court hearing in Houston, Jones's bankruptcy lawyer suggested that $85 million settlement offer was too high and unrealistic for Jones to pay. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A thick layer of fog believed to have caused a roughly 30-vehicle collision on an interstate in Idaho. It occurred Monday morning on eastbound Interstate 86 near Pocatello. Only a few minor injuries reported. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.